Jesus asked the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to give you a little bit of a tool today. But before I get into that tool that I'm going to give you, and it's going to help you understand what's going on in our life and be able to be better students and better Catholics, I want to give you a little bit of history first. Some things that have happened in current events. So does anybody know what was special about yesterday? Yesterday was a really special day. Anybody know? No? Okay. Yesterday was the 46th anniversary of the worst decision that our Supreme Court has ever made in the history of the United States. Anniversary of this decision, which is called Roe versus Wade, which allowed abortion pretty much on demand with subsequent rulings, meaning that a woman can terminate the life of the child in her womb pretty much at any time. And so since then, there have been so many recorded slayings, murders of these children. I want you to know something. You're from grades like 4 to 9 right now who are here. If you do the math, that means that you all should have over 2.5 million peers, meaning young men and women who are your age who aren't. That's a large number of people. And if we take the New Mexico statistics, that'd be even more harrowing because we have more abortions in our state than anywhere in the world. Rather, anywhere in the United States, really. We became tied this week with New York, which just passed a law this week allowing abortions on demand at any time, at any point of the pregnancy. In fact, in New York City itself, there are more black babies, more African American children that are aborted than are born. That's a terrible thing, isn't it? So I want to tell you about something that I did when I was in school. I was in a university in a very anti-life campus, the University of New Mexico. And what I did was I was asked to give a talk to my own peers in a class that was very hostile about life. It was supposed to be a 2-on-2 battle and debate. It ended up being a 3-on-1. But we still defended life. And I want to tell you something that I did. See, I was asked a question, and I want to give you a way in which you can defend life. You see, people came up to me, they said, "Oh, well, it's because you're Catholic. We see that you're Catholic. So your Pope tells you that you need to defend the lives of these unborn creatures that are there, and so you do it, right?" I said, "Well, I am Catholic, but that's not why I believe this." He said, "Oh, well, you're a part of that religious extreme right that just because your book says something, you want to force everybody else to abide by your thoughts and your opinions." I said, "Well, I'm Christian, but that's not why I believe what I believe is true. I believe that we need to be pro-life because it's right. And I don't appeal to anything that a normal person wouldn't be able to have." And so everybody leaned in because they saw I wasn't going to make a religious argument. And this is what I want to give you, something where you can disarm those who are against life in about 5 minutes. Answer all their questions. And so when I turned to them and I said, "Do you all agree, you who are in this room, do you agree that newborns are human beings?" Everybody said, "Yes. Yes, they are." "Well, do you believe that that thing in the womb, is that a human being?" They said, "No, Father, because it's in the womb, so it's not yet a human being. It's when it comes out of the womb that it's a human being." And I said, "Okay, I've got where you're at. Well, I'm going to give you 4 ways in which the child in the womb is different than the child who's outside of the womb. I'm going to ask you to repeat this for me. I'm going to give you an acronym. That means a string of letters that represent words or phrases. I'm going to say SLED, S-L-E-D. Can you say that with me? SLED. How do you spell it? S-L-E-D. SLED. If you remember this, you're going to be able to disarm even your teachers who are there who may be propagating anti-life rhetoric, anti-life teachings. So here's what it is, SLED. The first one is an S for size. Size. Would you agree with me that the child within the womb is smaller than the child outside of the womb? Yeah, it is. It's a lot smaller, right? People came up to me and they said, "Yeah, of course. Of course. What's in the womb? How could you say that that thing in the womb that's the size of a nut could be a human being? That's not a real thing. That's just a nut. That's just a mass of tissue." I said, "Okay, well, if that's true, then are larger people more human than smaller people?" "Of course that's not. Of course that's not. Because if you were, well, you'd have to say what? Men are typically larger than women, right? So that would mean that men are probably more human than women. That would mean that men could probably have their way with women and do whatever they want because they're typically bigger. Is that a thing that we want to hold?" "No, of course not." So size, the size of an individual, the size of a being has nothing to do with their personhood. So that's one difference. That's S for size. What is the acronym again?
SLED.
S-L. Do you know what the L stands for? S is for size. L is for level of development. Level of development. So here's the level of development. What's the? There's a difference within the brain size, right? There's a difference of the self-awareness that a child within the womb has and a newborn, right? You'd say those same things, but do those people, is it because people are more intelligent? Does that make them more human? Does a person in your class who has all the straight A's, are they more human than the person who's struggling and getting D's and C's or worse? No, they're not. What about the person, does a person, just because they're smarter than everybody else, just because they have a higher degree, does that mean that they can choose to take your life just because you don't have that degree? No. That's elitism, right? That's not the way that we would want to rule our lives, just because people have bigger brains or because they're more self-aware. Is a four-year-old have the same self-awareness and brain size as a 14-year-old? No. So does that mean the four-year-old is less human than the 14-year-old? No. So if that's the difference there, the level of development that's going on there, eventually that child is going to reach that stage of development or around there if they're just allowed to progress. So that's a false flag there. So we got, what's the acronym again? Do you remember? SLED. And S is for size. L is for level of development. Well, then what's the next letter?
E.
And what do you think E stands for? It stands for environment. Environment. That's the location. That's where you're at. Think about this today. Is a person more of a person if they live in the United States than if they live in Mexico? No, they're not. What about a person who lives in Russia? Are they more human beings than people who live maybe in sub-Saharan Africa? No, location has nothing to do with it. What about somebody who lives in Santa Rosa? Are they less human beings than Albuquerque because Albuquerque is a more important city? What about people in Albuquerque? Are they less human beings than those who live in New York City or Chicago? No, so what does environment, what does location have to do with a person's humanness? Nothing, right? See, all the child in the womb has to do is pass through 8 inches of their mother. And that's the only difference between them being in the womb and out of the womb. How does 8 inches determine personhood, humanhood? So that's false. What is our acronym again?
SLED.
What does the S stand for? Size. What does the L stand for? Level of development. What does E stand for? Environment. And I'm going to give you the last one now here, which is degree of dependency. Dependency. How dependent is this one? Would you agree that a newborn is less dependent than a child in the womb, right? They're pretty dependent though, right? What about a 4-year-old different than a 14-year-old? Way more dependent, right? Well, you have to think about that. Is dependency something that determines humanhood? Because if somebody says like that, I'm going to get really angry because they're talking bad about my mano derecha, my deacon right here. Because you know what? My deacon is dependent. He's dependent on insulin because he has diabetes. And because he's dependent on that diabetes, in that diabetes insulin to be able to keep him alive, does that mean he's less of a human being than me because I don't have to have that? What about your grandparents who are on a respirator? Are they less human because they have to use that respirator to get oxygen, which is there, than somebody who doesn't have to have that? What about a person who has a pacemaker in there that has to time their heart so it continues to beat? Are they less human than somebody who doesn't have that problem? No, nothing like that. So dependency has nothing to do with it. If it was the same thing, you'd have to say that somebody who's handicapped is less human. You'd have to say that somebody who is born with a deformity is less human than somebody else. And we know that that's not true. They're all equally human and all equally deserving of the protection of their life. So brothers and sisters, my friends, these are the 4 ways in which the newborn is different than those who are preborn. Those are the only 4 ways. And so that leaves us asking that question, what's the acronym that I gave you? What is it?
SLED.
Do you know what the S stands for?
Size.
Do you know what the L stands for? Level of... Do you know what the E stands for? Environment. And also the D, which is degree of dependency. Those are the only 4 ways, my brothers and sisters, that the child which is out there in the world, you and me, are different than the child which is in the womb. And if it's a human being, and if it's equal in its human person, then why can we kill it? Why can we end its life? Brothers and sisters, life is very, very important. That's why Jesus speaks that message in the gospel for us today. He turns to the Pharisees and they say, is it lawful to do good rather than evil? Is it better to save a life than to destroy it? And you know what what the bad people, the Pharisees, said? They said nothing. They didn't speak up. And so it is with us. When we don't speak up about life, we assent to the destruction of life. So it's on you and me to pray today. We're offering this Mass for those souls who have lost their lives in abortion, and for those who are struggling with the difficulty and the stress that goes into that thought, for those legislators who even in our own state are trying to force greater abortion upon us, and for those in our world who are of the same mind. Brothers and sisters, sled. Think of sled. Anytime somebody wants to prove to you that the life within the womb isn't worth it, just because they're smaller doesn't make a difference. Size. Just because they have less developed bodies, they're less intelligent, doesn't make a difference. Just because they're in a certain environment, they live in a place, or they're in a certain location within the womb, doesn't affect their humanhood. And just because they have a certain degree of dependency and they can't do anything all by themselves, because they're not completely independent, makes no difference. S-L-E-D. Brothers and sisters, we got to defend life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.